Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X Furniture Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3225 BN. Today's date is December 1st, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Has No Plan B, Transparency and Prosecution. There is simply no other way except one. Let's talk about being prepared. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnapping, burglaries, carjacking, and more, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands, are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and a massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe light modes for self-defense, glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren high and low, LED light modes, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that the flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection for your loved ones. Simply place your order now to get 25% off, along with access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement before they sell out by going to fighterflare.com and using promo code HOLIDAY. That's fighterflare.com and use promo code HOLIDAY. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're trapped in their own agenda. There is no plan B. They have no way out of this. And I do believe what we are witnessing, what we're seeing right now, is the plan of the Patriots. Really think about it. Everything that they tried to do to Trump is now happening to them. Every step of the way, they're trying to destroy the economy under Trump. What's happening to the economy under Biden? It's being destroyed. They tried to have a border crisis. Well, what's happening to Biden? There is a border crisis. They tried to bring or tried to tell us that they are bringing us to war, or Trump was bringing us to war. What is Biden doing? He's actually bringing us to war. Every step of the way, everything is now happening to them, because what they did to Trump, everything has been turned around and they're doing it to them. And now with this new plandemic coming out of China, we can see the next phase. Because why are they pushing this plandemic? Because they want to cheat in the elections. Now, remember, going back in time, when they did this, Trump shut down the border and actually banned the Chinese from coming into this country. Biden was out there. The fake news was out there. And they were like, oh my God, look, he's racist. Look what's happening. Now the same thing is going to happen. They're calling on Biden to do what? To shut down the border and ban the Chinese. Now, let's see how this all plays out. Because remember, what we are witnessing, what we're seeing is one gigantic show. I do believe the military is already in control. And they're controlling everything that's going on. And I don't mean on the micro level. And there are certain actors that are doing their job. Their job is to wake the American people up. Their job is to take back this country. Now, it might not seem that way. Because remember, this is an information war. It's irregular warfare. And you're not supposed to know who the players are. But when you start to look at their actions and you start to see what they're doing, a lot of it doesn't make sense. And I think a lot of these individuals, yes, would they give up their reputation? Would they allow Trump to make fun of them? Absolutely. Think about it. If you're trying to take back the country and you're at war, and actually think about a real war, are there certain troops that will actually sacrifice themselves? Because the generals are saying, listen, we need you to go around this way. We need you to do this. And yes, some of you are going to die. It's not going to be easy, but we need this to happen so we can have our other team move in a completely different direction. Hey, before I forget, there's only two more days remaining to get your We the People gear. After everything is sold out, you'll never see this merchandise again. The next 500 orders will include a free two-pack of koozies. Don't miss out. This sale won't last long. All orders are guaranteed delivery before Christmas. So click the link at the bottom of this video or just go to x22report.com. You'll see the banner there. You can click on that. Make sure you click on the link because it's a special link to get the free two-pack of koozies. Remember, there's only 2 days remaining to get We the People gear. And once it's done, it is done. The store closes. See, everyone can understand that. But when it comes to an information war, you don't think these same people would gladly allow Trump to make fun of him? You don't think these people would gladly have their reputations tarnished? Why do you think Trump came out and said, we're going to have the Garden of Heroes? Who do you think he's going to put in the garden? Yes, all the people that, you know, made the country the way it is. But this is the second revolution. Who do you think he's going to put in there? He's going to put those people that decided, you know something, I will do anything for this country. You can make fun of me. You can hurt my reputation because in the end, it doesn't matter. I do believe these people will be honored in the end, showing that they were patriots. They decided, you know something? There's something much greater than my political ambitions. There's something much greater than my reputation because all that could be repaired very, very easily. And I do believe what we're witnessing right now is the plan by the patriots to move and shift the deep state players to where Trump wants them. And I do believe what he wants is he wanted the resident in this position so everyone can see what a disaster their policies are. He's actually using this, and I'm talking about Trump right now, he's actually using all this as his campaign. Just step back and take a look at it. Is he getting more and more voters on his side? Are more and more people seeing, wow, you know something, the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, the economy that's being destroyed, war, open borders, it doesn't work. Who is this benefiting? It's benefiting Trump. This is his presidential campaign. All the indictments, all these court cases, this is his campaign. His mugshot that he put on t-shirts and mugs and sold for millions of dollars, where he got more and more people to his side. His poll numbers went up. This is his campaign. If they decide, and I'm talking about Judge Engoron, if they decide, because I do believe Trump is going to speak out because we have the gag order, which is completely unconstitutional, but you know Trump is going to speak out. Do you think they might throw him in prison? Do you think they might, you know, tell him that you can't leave your house? You're in prison. This is home confinement. He will use this to his advantage. This is part of his campaign. If they put him in a jail cell with the Secret Service around him, because they have to be around him, you don't think there's going to be a picture of him behind bars? You don't think this will be used to get more voters on his side? This is his campaign. That's what you're witnessing. Everything they put him through, everything they did to him, he reversed everything and is using it as his campaign. Why do you think he's doing so well in the polls? Why do you think he is the guy to be the Republican candidate? Because this is his campaign. You see, the people needed to see it all. It had to be transparent. The people needed to understand the system. The people needed to go through it. Because without going through it, the people wouldn't vote for him. If the people didn't see the system, the people didn't experience the destruction of the economy. They didn't experience open borders. They didn't experience what was happening in schools with the infiltration, the drag shows and everything else like that. And if people didn't experience war that is approaching, the people, who would they vote for then? Would they vote for Trump? No, they would probably vote for Biden. But now people see this and they go, holy crap, this guy doesn't care. He's in the White House. He doesn't know what he's saying. The country's heading in the completely wrong direction. The only alternative right now is Trump. He's been telling the truth. He says he can fix all this. We've seen what he's done in the first 4 years when he was in the White House. Yes, this is his second. It's a little different, but he will have a third term when he gets elected in 2024. But again, the people now, they're waking up. You must be talking to people that say, I will never, ever vote for Trump. Those people now are saying, you know something? You know, I can't make ends meet. The economy sucks. It's getting harder and harder. I don't want to go to war. Actually, you're going to hear a lot of people say that about war. When war approaches, you're going to hear a lot of people say, you know something? I don't want my children going to war. I don't want my cousins, brothers, aunts, uncles. I don't want them going to war. I don't want war. And the only way to actually make people feel it is to experience it. You could tell people about war. You can continually explain what war is like, but you don't know what war is until you see it. You don't feel that feeling of dread. You don't feel that feeling of fear. And when you feel that, that's when you get that will to change. And I do believe everything that we're seeing, everything that we're watching right now is a show to take back this country, because the only way to take back the country is to have the people do it. And it couldn't have been done any other way. Trump couldn't go after the deep state head on. The deep state loves when you go head on with them, because that's when they create their chaos. Trump decided to use the information war. Actually, it's game theory. That's what we're watching play out right now. And they don't know what to do with this. And Trump has trapped them in all this, because once you get the people, once you have the people on your side, it's game over. And that's why it had to be this way. It's not we needed the military to save the country. We needed the people to save this country. And he needed the people to save it. And that's why you're going through this anguish. That's why you're going through this pain. That's why the country looks like this. Because when you reach this point of no, there's no way out, there's only one way to go. It had to be this way. And this is the way it needed to be, because otherwise people would do nothing. Because basically there simply was no other way except one. And that is what you're witnessing. To wake the people up, to take back the country, and make them feel discomfort and pain every step of the way, so they would find that will to change. And yes, what you're witnessing out there, there are very, very good actors that are playing their part. And when people say, well, what about this reputation? Oh my God, he's making fun. Who cares? You're at war. When you're at war, does that really matter? If you're a patriot and you're trying to take back the country, would you mind if someone made fun of you? Would you mind if your reputation was ruined? Because in the end, when you take the country back and people look back in time and they go, look what this person sacrificed. I mean, think about our founding fathers. What did they sacrifice? They sacrificed their families. They sacrificed their farms, their wealth for freedom to have this country. So you think someone who's getting their reputation hurt, you think someone where Trump is making fun of them, you think that's terrible? That's ridiculous. Really think about that. And that's what you're witnessing right now. There are people that are playing a role to assist in what you're seeing. And in the end, when people look back and we have the Garden of Heroes, you're going to see plaques of saying this person sacrificed their reputation, sacrificed their ambitions, and they put everything aside to take back this country, because that was most important. That is what people are doing today. They are assisting Trump in all of this, assisting in where they need the people to wake up, and trapping the deep state where they can't make moves. Remember, everything that Trump is doing, he's actually forcing these people down a path. And when they don't go down the path, they force them down the path, and they use these people to do it. That's what you're witnessing right now. Do you think Newsom is the person they want replacing Biden? Yeah, maybe the D's do. But you think Trump, that's part of his plan? No, he wants one person, which I do believe is Obama. Now, Obama can't run for president, so the next best thing is his wife or husband. And I do believe every time these people try to shift something, he pushes back and brings us to where we need to go. And I do believe this is why DeSantis was actually debating Newsom. Do you think Newsom won? I mean, DeSantis is out of the race. DeSantis was never in the race. He was never supposed to win the race. He was there to trap the establishment. Now the establishment is going after Nikki Haley. You think this is going to work? No, the establishment is trapped in all of this. Trump, I do believe, is pushing and orchestrating Obama to actually say, we have no other candidate. We have nothing. Biden is a complete and utter mess. He's not going to just drop out. We're going to have to force him out one way or another, and we're going to have to bring someone else in. I know, Michelle, you didn't want to do it. I know that, you know, certain things are going to come out, but we have no choice. We have no choice whatsoever, because if we don't do this, we are screwed. That's the position they're in right now. Now, are they going to try other candidates? Are they going to test other candidates out? Of course they are. But remember, they really don't have a plan B. They're trapped in all of this. And I do believe it had to be this way so that people see it all play out. And he needs to show the people who the real treasonous people are, and he needs to put them front and center. This is not a four-year election where you have Republicans and Democrats and, oh, you think you have a choice and you're going to pick this candidate. That's not what this is about. This is about taking back the country. This is about the people taking it back. So what you're seeing is something completely out of the ordinary. Just like when you saw COVID hit. COVID was a plandemic to cheat in the elections. What's coming up in 2024 is going to be pretty much the same thing. They're going to use a scare event to try to postpone the election, because I don't think this time they'll be able to cheat in it. Yes, they're going to try. They're going to pull out all the stops. But I think they're going to realize in the end, holy crap, we are not going to be able to pull this off. So the only alternative is postponing the elections. And I do believe this is exactly where we're headed. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this in the plan. But let's first talk about what is happening with Disney, because since Elon Musk mentioned Disney and how people are not going along with Disney's woke agenda, it seems like Disney is in trouble right now, and it's getting worse and worse. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, just half the country has a favorable view of Disney. And that's absolutely true. And we could see things are not going too well with Biden and Hunter Biden. The D's, they're trying their best to spin every single story. Just like Representative Dan Goldman, he's suggesting that Hunter Biden's laptop was manipulated by Russia and Rudy Giuliani. The problem with all of this, and remember he came out with this when Schellenberger was testifying in front of Congress, the problem with all this is that the FBI already confirmed back in 2019 that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. So his entire story is completely and utterly falling apart. It's not working. And we know that this is his laptop, and it was already confirmed. But the other thing that's very interesting is that as Joe Biden continually tells everyone that everyone must pay their fair taxes in this country, especially billionaires. Well, what about his son? It's amazing how they tell everyone else what they need to do. And when you look at what they do, their actions are completely and utterly different. The internal IRS memos chronicle an effort during Joe Biden's 2020 campaign to clean up Hunter Biden's delinquent taxes and the suspicions his accountant had about Hunter Biden's truthfulness. As Joe Biden marched toward the presidency in 2020 with a promise to force the wealthy to pay their fair share of taxes, his son Hunter was scrambling behind closed doors to clean up a trail of his own delinquent taxes. So that tells you everything you need to know. And now with this memo that's coming out, people are learning this. And this is getting worse and worse as time goes on, just like the border is getting worse and worse. And the CBP officers, they're having a very difficult time on the border, and they're basically overwhelmed with what's happening at the border. And I think at this point, with the people of this country, they're realizing the border is a complete and utter nightmare. And yes, still there are D's that are saying that, no, everything is fine. And this is why I do believe as we move into 2024, because the war with Hamas has actually started again, and Israel is now pushing the war, because Hamas broke the truce. I do believe we're going to see events. They tried to do one out in Germany, but I do believe we're going to see events around the world. And people are going to wake up when there is an event. And while all this is happening, and while we're approaching war, a lot of things are going to be actually brought into the fold. Because remember, each piece, when you bring them all together, we're talking about pedophilia, Epstein's Island, treasonous crimes, the Uranium One deal, trying to bring us to war. the infiltration in the schools, the 16-year plan, when you start to bring all the pieces together, that creates the perfect storm. And each piece, I do believe, is designed to come in at the right moment. And it looks like we're getting very, very close to that moment with Epstein's list, because I do believe once Obama's front and center, once we hear the information about Hillary Clinton, I do believe we're going to start to see names of those same people that are treasonous, those people that have been pushing the drag shows and the infiltration in the schools. All of this is going to come full circle. And Senator Marsha Blackburn, she was out there on X, and she said, we need to uncover the names of every individual who participated in Jeffrey Epstein's horrific human trafficking ring. I'm calling to subpoena his flight logs. Absolutely. And she should actually then release the names in the black book. And I do believe that is coming, and it's coming very, very quickly, because you could see the deep state players, they're struggling right now. They're trying everything they possibly can to shut down the information that is coming out. They don't like that Elon has control of X. They lost control of the information war. They don't control the narrative. And they tried to use this anti-Semitic narrative to try to shut down X and have the advertisers pull out and then bankrupt X. But Elon is not having it. And when you look a little bit closer at TikTok and you look a little bit closer at Instagram, well, you see something very, very interesting. And I do believe the people are seeing this. And everything the deep state is trying to do is actually backfiring on them. Brett Winton put this out on X and said, Disney and TikTok announced first-of-its-kind content hub celebrating 100 years of the Walt Disney Company. Shows a graph of the relationship between platform usage and anti-Semitic, anti-Israel views. So we have Disney on TikTok. And when you start to look at the graph and you look at the usage and anti-Semitic and anti-Israel views, X has less than 2%. Instagram is around 6%. TikTok is over 16%, but they have no problem advertising on TikTok. So TikTok increases the chances a respondent holds anti-Semitic or anti-Israel views by 17% compared with 6% for Instagram and 2% for X. That tells you everything you need to know. And you can see the deep state players, they are now struggling, because we had Schellenberger, he was testifying in Congress about censorship, and you could see the deep state players, everything now is being brought out into the open. And you can see that the government was involved because they were working with different institutions and they were telling them who should be censored, who should not be censored, which is a complete and utter violation of the Constitution. Kanakoa the Great put this out and said, Schellenberger testifies about the censorship industrial complex, the network of U.S. government agencies, contractors, and big tech platforms conspiring to censor ordinary American citizens. Internal files from the Cyber Threat Intelligence League reveal military contractors using psychological operations against Americans. Critics argue social media platforms have the right to censor, but evidence suggests government involvement violating the First Amendment. The Supreme Court has ruled that the government may not induce, encourage, or promote private persons to accomplish what is constitutionally forbidden. There is now a large body of evidence proving that the government did precisely that. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Information Security Agency, CISA, has been at the center of the gravity for much of the censorship, with the National Science Foundation financing the development of censorship and disinformation tools, and other federal government agencies playing a supportive role. Emails from CISA's NGO and social media partners show that CISA created the Election Integrity Partnership in 2020, which involved the Stanford Internet Observatory and other U.S. government contractors. EIP and its successors, the Virality Project, urged Twitter, Facebook, and other platforms to censor ordinary citizens and elected officials' social media posts. EIP reported a 75% response rate from the platforms, and that 35% of URLs they reported were either removed, labeled, throttled, or soft blocked. In 2020, CISA violated the First Amendment and interfered in the election. In 2021, CISA and the White House violated the First Amendment and undermined America's response to the COVID pandemic by demanding that Facebook and Twitter censor content that Facebook itself said was often true, including about vaccine side effects. This is profoundly un-American and completely unconstitutional. They violated everyone's rights. And if you can believe it or not, we have Biden appealing this. It's absolutely unbelievable, which tells you they're not following the Constitution. Every step of the way, everything they do is against the Constitution, which means they were installed in their positions. That's how you know if someone's installed. If they're working against the Constitution, they were not elected by we the people. And I think this is becoming very, very clear. And Sweet P. Bell put this out, and it shows Trump, and this is a quote from Trump. "They use big tech to censor you, the deep state to spy on you, the intelligence agencies to frame you, the media to slander you. They rig elections to disenfranchise you. All the while they claim they are the ones defending democracy and justice. It's all a bunch of bullshit." And he's absolutely right. And that's what they've been doing for a very long time. And the people are seeing this. The people, they see the truth now. They understand what's really going on here. Just like they're going to understand what's going to happen when we approach war. And you can't explain it to people. You can't convince people of it. Because remember that feeling that you had when 9/11 happened? When the World Trade Center came down? It was a scary feeling. Remember with COVID in the very beginning, people were very, very afraid? Well, they're going to have those feelings again as war approaches. You can tell people war is approaching. You can tell everyone that Joe Biden's going to be bringing us to war and Trump's going to be talking about peace, but they will not get it until they're in it. And that's why it had to be this way. Everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, that's why it had to be this way. And we are approaching war, and it is building right now. Now, what's very interesting is that Senator Rand Paul, he is now going to force a vote on the Syria withdrawal. He's saying, let's get the troops out of there. There's no reason to have them in Syria right now. And I do believe he's absolutely right. And when you go back in time, who was trying to remove Assad from Syria? It was Obama. His entire mission was to remove him and take control of Syria, just like all the other Middle Eastern countries. And we brought troops into a sovereign nation. And this is the deep state players. But we could see things are starting to happen again out in Israel and Gaza. It looks like Hamas, they broke the truce right now. Remember, they started to fire on people at the bus stop, and they violated this, and they also violated with firing rockets. And they also did not provide a new list of hostages by 7 a.m. And it looks like right now the war is back on. The IDF put this out on X and said Hamas violated the operational pause and in addition fired toward Israeli's territory. The IDF has resumed combat against the Hamas terrorist organization in Gaza. And what's very interesting is we know that Blinken, well, he's on the side of Obama. He's not on the side of America. And his entire mission is to destroy America from inside. Now, what's very interesting is that the Times of Israel, they put out this exchange with Blinken. So it's the IDF chief and Blinken, they're speaking together. Now, if this is true, this is absolutely amazing. But let's just see what this says, and we'll find out if it's accurate or not. Blinken, you can't operate in southern Gaza in the way you did in the north. There are 2 million Palestinians there. You need to evacuate fewer people from their homes, be more accurate in the attacks, not hit UN facilities, and ensure that these are enough protected areas for civilians. And if not, then not to attack where there is a civilian population. What is your system of operation? IDF chief, we follow a number of principles, proportionality, distinction, and laws of war. There were instances where we attacked on the basis of those principles, and instances where we decided not to attack because we waited for a better opportunity. Defense Minister Gallant, the entire Israeli society is united behind the goal of dismantling Hamas, even if it takes months. Blinken, I don't think you have the credit for that. Now that's very interesting. So Israel wants to dismantle Hamas terrorist network. Blinken is telling them that, no, we're going to stop you from doing that. We're not going to allow you to do this. Isn't that interesting? Now, think about what you're seeing right now, because I don't think Israel is going to care, and I think Israel is going to move forward with actually destroying Hamas. Think about what Hamas did. They started the attack. They have tunnels running under hospitals. These are war crimes that this terrorist group has committed. Now, we know that Blinken, Obama, and the rest, they're all behind this. They want this to happen. But the Jewish people now, they're starting to see this all play out. They're starting to realize this. The Biden administration, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they're having a major problem. Why? Let's talk about being prepared. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnapping, burglaries, carjacking, and more, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands, are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and a massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe light modes for self-defense, glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren high and low, LED light modes, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that the flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection for your loved ones. Simply place your order now to get 25% off along with access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement before they sell out by going to fighterflare.com and using promo code HOLIDAY. That's fighterflare.com and use promo code HOLIDAY. Because they're not going with the far, far left who wants and supports Hamas. Yeah, I know they're saying they support the Palestinians, but they're actually supporting Hamas. That's their instructions. Just like when you go back to George Floyd, you really think they were supporting him? No, they had their instructions. They had a movement. They knew they had a riot. It's the same exact people. It's the same exact playbook. But look what Trump is doing right now. He's letting the Jewish people know it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to see this happen. We can actually do something completely different because I'm on your side. This is what he put out on Truth. U.S. Jews should deploy ultimate weapon. Stop voting Democrat starting today. And you think the Jewish people, you think they're watching this play out and go, wow, look at the Democrats. They're not with us. They're completely against us. And I do believe as time goes on, you're going to see more and more of the D's completely against Israel, and they're going to before Hamas and the Palestinians and terror. What do you think is going to happen when we have an event in this country and it was someone who came over the border and it's someone who believes in the Hamas agenda? It might not be Hamas. It might be someone who aligns with them. What are the D's going to do at that point? Are they going to say close the borders? Are they going to say Israel, go ahead and destroy Hamas? What side are they going to take? What are the people going to see? This is going to be very, very interesting. But you could see that it's not just Israel and Gaza. It's not just Iran. It's other countries now coming to the fold. Because when Trump says, I see World War III coming, it's in the shadows. Nobody else sees it, but I do. It's not one country. It's a world war, which means it's multiple countries. And now we have the sibling of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. She has rejected the U.S. appeal for a diplomatic resolution and criticized its censure of North Korea's recent spy satellite. She is saying that she will not or ever sit face-to-face with the U.S. When did she ever, actually? But again, she's not going to deal with Biden. So once again, Trump had peace in North Korea. He walked across the DMZ, shook Kim Jong-un's hand, brought him across back to South Korea, and now North Korea won't even speak to Biden. Everything is ramping up. And actually, if you look, everything is the opposite now of what Trump did. Can the people see very, very clearly what's going on? Absolutely. And now we have Russia. Putin has ordered the increase of the Russian armed forces by almost 170,000 military personnel. So are they building something up? Is something happening? Absolutely. They know what NATO's doing. They know eventually they're going to push a war, and they see it coming. So does Trump. Trump saw it before anyone else. How did he see war coming? Well, I do believe he knew the playbook. He knew exactly the direction they were going to go in. If you don't have a plan B and your treasonous acts are coming out, What do you have left? You only have the cover-up. And what is the cover-up? The cover-up is the cheat in the elections to try to get Trump out of the elections by indicting him, by throwing him in jail, by cheating in the elections or postponing elections. And when all that doesn't work, you have chaos and war to cover up everything that you did, because you know that if you don't have a major, major distraction, it's game over. And that's why they're pushing all of this. And you can see that they're pushing to cheat in the elections. How are they going to do this? Well, they're going to try to use many, many different methods. One, they have the illegals come in. They're going to try to use them. They're going to try to use them in the mail-in ballots. They're going to try to push a plandemic. And what's very interesting, before we get to the plandemic, the UK right now, they're out there and they're saying that face masks never worked. And it doesn't matter how many masks you had on, it didn't stop. Actually, it might have made it worse, because there was no solid proof masks ever slowed the spread of COVID. And this is coming from England's former deputy chief medical officer. Now, we knew this from the very beginning, because all you got to do is use the real science. If you're wearing a handkerchief, if you're wearing a surgical mask, it doesn't stop a virus, because all you got to do is look at the size and the openings of the mask and look at the size of a virus. A average opening of a mask is about 80 microns. The virus is 3 microns. Even if it's on water vapor, it's 60 microns. So what does that tell you? It tells you the viruses can get through. Why do you think the CDC was out there telling everyone, listen, don't, you know, the masks that you're using for COVID, don't use them when there's a forest fire because the smoke can get through it. Well, if the smoke can get through it, they just screwed themselves, because the smoke particles are much, much bigger than the virus. How are they getting through the openings then? Because the bigger particles can get through an 80 micron opening. So if those bigger particles can get through, can the smaller ones? Yes. So their entire narrative completely fell apart. And yes, now they're reporting that masks don't work. Actually, they said it might have made the situation worse. Why? Because you're trapping bacteria. You're trapping bacteria and you're breathing the bacteria back in. Even the N95 masks aren't good, because first of all, it hurts your breathing. You can't wear them long periods of time, and it doesn't seal around your face. Do you really think those virologists who are working on viruses, you think they just go in with an N95 mask? No, they have a sealed suit to protect against a virus. This is fake science that they use to make everyone feel good. Well, feeling good doesn't do anything. And once again, this was a plandemic. All these deaths, all these people that were infected, well, they completely gin this up by using a fake PCR test. They needed to, because how else were they going to cheat in the election? And they're trying to do it again. And you could see that they're trying to do this out in China. They're saying that this is a mysterious respiratory illness. And now we have the Republican senators, Rubio and others, they're asking the Biden admin to immediately restrict travel between the U.S. and China. Remember, Trump did this. Didn't they call him racist? Didn't they say, how dare he do this? Well, remember, they wanted to cheat in the election. But now the same thing's going to be happening to Biden. Now Biden's going to have to make a decision. Those people saw what happened with COVID. So is Biden going to say, no, we're going to let these people in? Well, if he does, he's screwed. If he shuts down the border, he's screwed also, because that shows that Trump was right. Everything that he said during his entire campaign to become president, well, that backfires on him again. Let's go back to Trump's post on April 12, 2020. If the fake news opposition party is pushing with all their might the fact that President Trump ignored early warnings about the threat, then why did media and Dems viciously criticize me when I instituted a travel ban on China? They said early and not necessary. Corrupt media. So now it's going to turn on to Biden. He's going to have to make a decision. No matter what decision he makes, he is screwed. Because remember, he campaigned on saying that Trump is racist. So as soon as he does it, he's racist. If he doesn't do it, then people are going to go, wait, you're just letting the people in here who have a virus? Yeah, I don't think we should be doing this. So he's screwed no matter what. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He is suing Pfizer because the lawsuit says that the company engaged in false, deceptive, and misleading acts and practices by making unsupportive claims about its COVID jab that violated the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act. So Pfizer created the false impression that its vaccine provided a substantially greater amount of protection against COVID-19 infection than what it afforded in reality. Pfizer undertook a continuous and widespread campaign comprised of the deceptive concerning alleged for the purpose of misleading the public about the efficacy of its vaccine. This coarse deceptive conduct was reinforced and extended by Pfizer's effort to censor persons who sought to disseminate truthful information that would undermine its ongoing deception. Paxton specifically found that the data Pfizer used to conclude the COVID shot was nearly 100% effective relied on relative risk reduction assessment, a measurement that the Food and Drug Administration warns leaves patients unduly influenced and vulnerable to suboptimal decisions. So basically, they lied to us. And I think everyone understands that and everyone realizes that they lied to us, just like they lied to us about January 6th. Actually, when you step back and you take a look, you notice the government, all they do is lie. The deep state players, all they do is lie to the American people. And I think the people, they understood the government lied, but I don't think they realize on a scale that they're doing it today. I mean, think about it. They violate the constitutional right. They try to censor people. They putting people in the jail because they have been lying from the very, very beginning. DC Drano put this out and said, "Wonder why the January 6th committee never showed this video. Watch as police throws three concussion grenades into a peaceful crowd. The man at the end says everything was peaceful until the police did this. I've never seen cops throw flashbangs into peaceful crowds." So if the people were just standing there, you know, waving their flags, what would drive them to throw grenades into a crowd? Well, because they needed to cover up their insurrection on November 3rd. That's why. And you know what's very interesting? Is that, remember that January 6th Unselect Committee? Remember all the evidence they had against Trump? You know, all the evidence that they created? Well, it seems they deleted everything. And this is coming from John Solomon on X. It says, "Representative Loudermilk confirms all videotapes from January 6th committee depositions are completely gone." How could that be? If they have all this evidence, why would they destroy their own evidence? This is illegal. They destroyed evidence to cover up what they did. And the people now are seeing this. The people are looking at this going, okay, you said you had all this evidence. You had this entire clown show. And then you deleted the evidence that you said shows that Trump pushed the insurrection. Now you deleted everything. Why wouldn't you keep it if he's so guilty? Because it was all a lie. And they're covering their tracks. But is the deleted items, are they actually deleted? I don't believe so. Let's go back to post 578, January 21st, 2018. Nothing is ever truly deleted. You think an agency actually has that information? Absolutely. And you can see that the cases against Trump, it's not going well for the deep state players. Trump has been putting out truth after truth, showing that the judge's wife is very, very biased. We know the judge is very biased. They're biased together. And what's very interesting is that the judge and Gordon's wife, she actually deleted her account. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "Judge and Gordon's wife deleted her account yesterday because what she said in any other court in the nation would call for an immediate mistrial with sanctions against the judge and the attorney general. We demand to see her account before it was deleted. And all other family members likewise. Judge Engoron is a Trump hater and a puppet for Letitia James, all wrapped up in one." And he's absolutely right. And look what the people are witnessing. So you think the people are out there going, "Oh, crap, look, he's being indicted. I can't vote for Trump." No, the people are saying, "You know something? This is election interference. I see the deep state system. I see what they're doing. I see the corrupt judges. I see the corrupt attorney general. And I'm voting for Trump." Actually, Fox News went out to Georgia where DeSantis and Gavin Newsom were debating, and they asked people in the bar, "Who are you going to vote for?" Every single person said Trump. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, what I find very interesting is that DeSantis decided to debate Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom was actually destroyed. Now, it's funny how you watch DeSantis and you see him when he goes up against Trump, he acts like a bumbling idiot. And when he goes up against Newsom, he has it all together. Before Trump was running in the election, DeSantis had it all together. But when he's going up against Trump, he acts like a bumbling idiot. Seems like this is on purpose. He trapped the establishment. He's destroying Newsom. And he is doing this, I believe, for the betterment of this country. And that's why we're going to have the Garden of Heroes. Because remember, this is an information war. It's game theory. And yes, you have soldiers in the field doing their job to save America. Just like our founding fathers, they were soldiers in the field and they did their job. Sometimes they came out of the woods where they didn't stand in a line and they didn't do what the British wanted. Sometimes they went and they used irregular warfare to attack their enemy. This is what Trump and the Patriots are doing. This is not a normal war. This is an information war, and you fight the information war using certain soldiers to do their job. Just like the founding fathers, they knew the British had the most powerful army. They knew the British was going to come directly at them. And as they came directly at them, the first line would fire. They would kneel and reload while the second line fires. Well, the founding fathers, the colonists knew if we went up against them like that, there's no way in the world we're going to survive. So we're going to have to figure out different tactics. We're going to have to attack them by the side. We're going to have to jump out of trees. We're going to have to attack them in different ways. Trump knew we could not go head on with the deep state. It would be a disaster. I mean, what was Trump going to do? Go in with the military? Okay, the deep state said, okay, we just exploded a dirty nuke in New York City. Your move. What do you want to do next? What do you think would happen? It would be a complete and utter nightmare. People would die. And it would turn out to be an all-out war. So Trump, he decided, you know something? It might take a little bit longer. It might be harder for the people, but a lot of people are going to be saved. And we're going to have to use certain people. They're going to have to do certain things that might ruin their reputation. It might ruin them for life. But in the end, it will all be all right. And I do believe that's exactly what we're seeing right now. So Newsom, he decided to debate DeSantis. And I do believe this was done on purpose because if Trump wants a certain candidate in position, what do you do? You got to destroy all the other candidates, don't you? Now, he might still try to run, but Newsom, he didn't do very, very well. He talked about how more Floridians were moving to California. Well, that's completely and utterly false. More people are leaving California to Florida than the other way around. And when you look at the flow between California and Florida, it also favors what DeSantis was saying. About 50,700 Californians became Florida residents from 2021 to 2022, according to the data from the Census Bureau, the American Community Survey. That's 22,100 more than the 28,600 Florida residents who moved to California. So once again, that didn't work out well. And actually, if you look at the Sacramento Bee, the newspaper record in the state capital, they ran a story with the headline, "Record number of people are fleeing California for Florida." So that tells you everything you need to know. And then Newsom was out there telling everyone that, hey, violent crime is way down in California. It's much better than Florida. Well, the data show combined rates for homicide, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault during 2022. California had 499.5 offenses per 100,000 individuals compared to the national average of 380.7 and Florida at 258.9, according to the data from the FBI. So right there, everything that Newsom was doing, it wasn't working and actually was destroying him. And in the end, I find this very interesting. Gavin Newsom tells Ron DeSantis the following. There's one thing we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024. And he's absolutely right about that one. Because Trump, I do believe he's shifting everything, pushing everything to where he wants the deep state to go. He wants the deep state to feel desperate. There is no plan B. There's no way out of this. You must do what I want. And I want Obama front and center. Actually, billionaire Bill Ackman, he said the right thing is for Biden to step aside. He's not at his intellectual best. And I do believe Biden is going to be stubborn. I think he's going to be pushing back. He's going to be pushing back very hard. And I think in the end, when they find that they don't have a candidate and they realize, holy crap, it's either he stays in there and we definitely lose no matter what kind of cheating we do, because we will not be able to save his administration. We're going to have to do something to get rid of him. And there is no plan B. They have no other alternative. They have nothing. FX Hedge put this out and said, Democrats have no Biden backup plan for 2024. The Democratic Party has no plan B. Biden decided for any reason to halt his 2024 re-election campaign, and a sudden need to replace him as its standard bearer would spark a messy intra-party battle. Well, I do believe there's only one individual that they're keeping out of the spotlight, and they will introduce this individual later on when they realize they have nothing. And I do believe this all leads to Obama. Because remember, Obama set everything up to go after Trump. Obama issued Executive Order 12333. So let's just review this for a second. Just 17 days before the inauguration of Trump, Obama revised the guidelines of Section 2.3 of Executive Order 12333. Procedures for the availability or dissemination of raw signals intelligence information by the National Security Agency. Although widely overlooked, the implications were broad and far-reaching. Under the new procedure, agencies and individuals could request the National Security Agency for access to specific surveillance simply by claiming the intercepts contain relevant information that's useful to a particular mission. No privacy protection of the raw data was undertaken. Under the new rules, sharing of information was significantly easier, and the information being shared was raw and unfiltered. On December 15, 2016, James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, signed off on Section 2.3 of Executive Order 12333. The order was finalized when Attorney General Loretta Lynch signed it on January 3, 2017. Why the pressing need to rush this order during the final days of his office, an order which allowed for significant expansion in the sharing of raw intelligence amongst agencies? Was it to enable dissemination of information gathered by those in the Obama administration amongst intelligence agencies? But if so, why was the order not put into place earlier? Why just weeks before Trump officially took office? Why would they do this? And think about what Trump did before he left office. He set a lot of things up, didn't he? Obama was putting in place an insurance policy. He was using this to what? Spy on Trump. The new rules significantly relaxed longstanding limits on what the NSA may do with the information gathered by its most powerful surveillance operations, which are largely unregulated by American wiretapping laws. On its face, the rule was supposedly put in place in order to reduce the risk that the NSA will fail to recognize that a piece of information would be valuable to another agency. But in reality, it dramatically expanded government officials' access to the private information of American citizens. However, with the January 3rd, 2017 approval of Section 2.3 and the associated expansion of sharing globally intercepted communications, other intelligence agencies would be able to search directly through raw repositories of communications intercepted by the NSA and then apply such rules for minimizing privacy intrusion. When Obama's new NSA data sharing order was signed, many wondered at the timing and questioned why there was a pressing need to rush an order that allowed for significant expansion in the sharing of raw intelligence among agencies during the final days of the administration. In other words, prior to the January 2017 signing of Section 2.3, it appears that a greater latitude existed for officials in the Obama administration to gain access to information. But once the order was signed into effect, Section 2.3 granted greater latitude to interagency sharing of that information. Now, on July 27, 2017, Nunes, then chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, sent a letter to the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, regarding the ongoing leaks of classified information and the need for new unmasking legislation to address the problem. Nunes's letter specifically pointed out officials within the Obama administration stating that we have found evidence that current and former government officials had easy access to U.S. person information and that it is possible that they used this information to achieve partisan political purposes, including the selective anonymous leaking of such information. Nunes noted that one official whose position had no apparent intelligence-related function made hundreds of unmasking requests during the final years of the Obama administration. So Obama put this in place to spy on Trump. So let me just go back to post 4299. Obama set everything up. He was running a shadow government. So when you look at this post, it says important to note future events. And there's a link here that shows Executive Order 12333. CIA not governed by FISA, intelligence operations conducted outside U.S. FBI is under FISA, foreign counterintelligence mission to principally domestic. Target location, U.S. or abroad, traveling rules, foreign intelligence collection of U.S. persons, official versus unofficial. What central ABC agency played quarterback? So this was all used to spy and keep everyone informed. And I do believe in the end, as we know, Obama was running a shadow government. He was doing everything possible to counter everything Trump was trying to do. And I do believe Trump needed to gain control of everything. And this is why he allowed the resident and Obama and the rest to make them believe that they were in control and their cheating effort succeeded. Because once they did this, Trump took control of the country with the military. Now, the military is not the important part. Yes, it was important to get control. And actually, it was completed on January 6th when he told the deep state players to go home peacefully, and they didn't. So the military now controls the U.S. But that's not the most important part. The most important part is the people. The people, they need to see what the system is. The people need to see everything. And actually, I do believe post 2816 kind of sums up everything that is happening and why this had to happen this way. February 19, 2019, the declassification of all requested documents plus more will occur. This is not a game. Do not let personal emotional desires do it now. Now, what's taking so long? Now, take over. Logical thinking and strategy should always be applied. Game theory. We all want to see equal justice under the law. New threats investigation by SDNY, Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, in an effort to delay, prevent, release, insurance extension, will fail. Transparency is the only way forward. Define the following: treason, sedition, subversion, conspiracy to commit. Do you understand and fully appreciate the gravity of the situation? Do you understand and fully appreciate that what POTUS endures each and every single day? He loves this country. He loves you. We must stand together in the fight. There is evil in the world. There is darkness in the world. There are those in power who wish to control, enslave you, to keep you sedated, unaware, blind. This will be on our timetable, and we will deliver. Transparency and prosecution, there is simply no other way except one, and it's this way. And yes, everything that you're witnessing, everything that you're seeing is part of the plan. There are soldiers doing their jobs. We are at war. And if you understand that we're at war, this is a war type of stance. Certain people will do things that are unconventional, just like a soldier that would run in front of his troops to save them and most likely be killed. These people who are a true patriot, who's fighting for freedom, doesn't care about their reputation, doesn't care if Trump makes fun of them, doesn't care about these things, because a true patriot will do whatever it takes to save the country, just like our founding fathers. They put everything on the line. They had wealth, they had their farms, they had their family. But they put it all on the line to have freedom. And I do believe these people are doing the exact same thing. Trump is putting everything on the line. His family, his business, everything. Sounds very, very similar to our founding fathers, the colonists who fought in the Revolutionary War, because this is the Second Revolutionary War. And these same people are doing just that. They're putting everything on the line. And I do believe the plan is going exactly the way it's supposed to. The deep state's losing. The deep state really has no other moves. They have a couple, but it's already checkmate. And every move they make is a complete and utter disaster. And once Trump has them where he wants them, and that's the 2024 election, he's going to show the world that the people, they've had it. And the people, they're taking back the country. And the people are going to show the deep state who's really in charge. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.